Tucker Carlson on Biden transition, not an incoming presidential administration, a corporate takeover of the country. By Jeff Poor on November 13, 2020. Thursday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his show by explaining how he perceived the Biden transition team, which began this week by naming Ron Klain as Joe Biden's incoming chief of staff. According to Carlson, that signals the beginning of the corporate takeover of the country, which is part of the payoff for corporate America siding with Biden over President Donald Trump during the campaign. Transcript as follows. Carlson, so what has Joe Biden been up to lately? We're told that Joe Biden is our president-elect. Supposedly, he is going to shuffle into the White House in January, along with something called a mandate. If that's true, what exactly is he going to do with this mandate? Now, that's an interesting question. It might be worth asking. But almost no one is asking it. Instead, our news media is busy swarming Rudy Giuliani, a former mayor who hasn't held public office in decades. Why? Because Giuliani has questions about some of the voting that took place last week. Therefore, he's an imminent threat to the republic. It's a coup. Better give him blanket coverage. More Giuliani coverage. There's a fresh angle, but whatever you do, do not cover the guy that you claim is president. Joe Biden is the president and that's enough. Shut up. However, the Biden people are fine with this. They don't want to deal with the media either. So, they are not dealing with the media. On Tuesday, Ryan Lizza, of Politico, noticed this, quote, discouraging signs about the Biden team and press access so far. Lizza wrote, no regular transition briefings. No readout of calls with foreign leaders. No open press access to the candidate and his people. This is a break with tradition. Well, of course, it is a break with tradition and it's worrisome. But you're not allowed to notice it. Biden supporters immediately screamed at Ryan Lizza to shut up. So, what exactly is going on behind this news blackout veiling Joe Biden from public view? Well, pretty much exactly what you expect is happening. Over at the newly official office of the president-elect, they are busy rewarding the forces of repression that made these election results possible. Guess who is first in line? Oh, you guessed it, the tech monopolies. They did their job. They shut down one side, protected the other, and now it's time for the reward. And here's the reward. In one of his first acts as president-elect, Joe Biden named a man called Ron Klain to be his chief of staff. Now, Klain worked for Biden before. That's the story that you've read. Oh, he's a close Biden ally. That's why he's got the job. But that's not why he got the job. Ron Klain is also a lobbyist for big tech. 4 years ago, he joined the Executive Council of Silicon Valley's lobbying arm in Washington. Oh, starting to make sense. Ron Klain was not chosen for success as a public servant. We know that because last year, he acknowledged that the Obama administration, where he was a senior official, totally mishandled the swine flu pandemic, the one that came before this one. Quote, it's purely a fortuity that this isn't one of the great mass casualty events in American history. Ron Klain conceded with admirable bluntness will say, quote, it had nothing to do with us doing anything right. It just had to do with luck. Okay, so he admitted that, but what's amazing is despite admitting this, mismanaging a pandemic, somehow Ron Klain managed to become Joe Biden's advisor on the coronavirus pandemic. And from the first day, he got that wrong, too. Watch Ron Klain on television this year, in late January, explain that President Trump's ban on travel from China where the virus came from was a very bad idea. Begin video clip. Question, would you ban Chinese travelers from arriving in the United States? Ron Klain, former Obama senior White House aide, I wouldn't. I think that's premature. I think it's very important for exchange, very important for trade and tourism. End video clip. Carlson, it's very important for exchange and trade. Oh, Silicon Valley's bottom line. You can't annoy or inconvenience China. That was Klain's position and then he kept going. On February 28, he tweeted this quote. On COVID-19, if you want to do something useful today, go to Chinatown. Buy a meal. Go shopping. The virus attacks humans, not people of any ethnicity or race. Fear is hurting Chinese American-owned businesses baselessly. Let's fight the disease and let's fight prejudice. Now keep in mind, at the moment he wrote that in February, There were no attacks against Chinese Americans because of the coronavirus. This is a deeply decent, non-racist country. So why was he saying this? Funny, the Chinese government was saying almost exactly the same thing. If you're worried about the coronavirus, you're a bigot. Got it. But again, it doesn't matter whether Ron Klain was right about how to handle the coronavirus. What matters is that Ron Klain is on the right side of Silicon Valley. As we told you before, if you want to understand what is happening now, keep in mind, this is not an incoming presidential administration. No, this is a corporate takeover of the country. They paid for the campaign. They plan to assert full control. At this point, Joe Biden's transition advisors include executives from Uber, Visa, Capital One, Airbnb, Amazon, the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation, and the nonprofit run by ex-Google CEO Eric Schmidt are also on the list. Are you surprised? No, you're not. According to an analysis by the Wall Street Journal, at least 40 members of the Biden transition teams announced earlier this week were our registered lobbyists. Oh. And speaking of transitions, Stars and Stripes newspaper reporting today that one of Biden's key Pentagon officials will be a transgender veteran, chosen to defend the country, maybe on the basis of identity. Because in 2020, corporatism is highly woke, the wokest. They are hoping their wokeness will distract you from their plundering, and it is working. Now, you won't be shocked while the government of China looks on all of this and is highly pleased. A weak, divided America obsessed with narcissistic identity politics is good for them and, by the way, very different from them. In the United States, we're told your identity is the most important thing. They don't think that in China. In China, they think their country is the most important thing, and that's why they are winning, and that's why they are very pleased to see more identity talk, childish as it is. Its very childishness is its appeal to the Chinese because it suggests that we're buffoons. This week, the state-run Communist Party newspaper in China, The People's Daily, celebrated Joe Biden's ascendance by mocking the sitting president. Ha ha, the paper tweeted, along with a laughing emoji as the news networks called it for Biden. There was deep relief to see this in China. The markets corrected, too. On election day, markets in China crashed when returns showed Donald Trump leading in the swing states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. The Chinese currency plunged. More than 1%, 1.4 actually, against the dollar early Wednesday morning. It was the largest single-day drop in nearly 3 years when they thought Trump was going to get re-elected. And then when the news changed, that changed, too. Chinese markets immediately recovered when votes started coming in for Joe Biden. Was there a connection? You bet there was. The Chinese government is happy now. Should you be happy? Let's see. Joe Biden has announced that as president, he will not deport a single illegal alien from this country in the first 100 days. It doesn't matter who they are, it doesn't matter what they've done. It doesn't matter whether they were convicted or not. That would include rapists and murderers. Literally, they could all stay here. Now, that's great news if you're Silicon Valley. They've pushed for this. The tech companies wanted this because they rely on cheap labor. But for the rest of us, what's the upside exactly? And by the way, if you live anywhere along the southern border, good luck to you. And by the way, don't bother locking your doors or pining for a border wall, or thinking that immigration restrictions might improve your life, because if you think that, you're a bigot. Joe Biden explained it to us over the summer. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President-elect of the United States. I'll be a commander-in-chief and I'll make sure that our National Guard and their families have the support and resources they need. Note, not one who diverts more than $1 billion in National Guard funding to pay for a border wall. Taken out of the National Guard for a border wall. It's not really keeping us safe. End video clip. Carlson, yes, the military shouldn't be used to protect the country. They should be in Syria doing whatever they're doing in Syria. Protecting America? That's unconstitutional. You think that's absurd? You think he couldn't do it? As president, Joe Biden could do that on day one with executive action. It wouldn't require the Congress to weigh in at all. But if Democrats wind up controlling the Senate, they will do much more than that. They will give amnesty to every illegal alien in this country. That's more than 20 million people, and they will be on a pathway to citizenship immediately. We know that because Joe Biden has already called for it. Begin video clip. Biden, Within 100 days, I'm going to send to the United States Congress a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people and all of those so-called dreamers. Those DACA kids, they're going to be immediately certified again to be able to stay in this country and put on a path to citizenship. End video clip. Carlson, 11 million. That's how you know they're lying. Because no one who knows anything about the subject thinks it's 11 million. No, it's over 20 million. It's over 20 million citizens in one day. That's a big change. It's the biggest change of our lifetimes, but it's just the beginning. This show has obtained exclusively a memo from the Glover Park Group. That's a lucrative lobbying shop in Washington with ties to Joe Biden. The memo outlines Biden's chief priorities. Those would include financial aid for illegal aliens, a big increase in refugee resettlement, more taxpayer funding for critical race theory indoctrination. Quite a list of priorities. Who is for this stuff? Well, America's unhappy rich ladies. They're the ones who got Biden elected and they love this stuff. It's no cost to them. It makes them feel virtuous, so they're going to get it. They are Joe Biden's base. They're in control now. But wait a second, you might be asking, what do policies like that do for everyone else? How does resettling refugees in the country and critical race theory make the middle class more secure? Happier? Richer? How does it put your kids through college? It doesn't. It doesn't do anything for anyone else. But who cares? Those people didn't vote for Joe Biden. They're not getting anything. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.